You want to hit me with another beat?
Yo, two, die, one, my, yo, this is CT, two guys, one, Mike, you can check my bike, I filled it up with air, now, I put, like to use Nair in my hair, but get ready now, cause it's two guys, one, Mike, bitch.
That was pretty damn good, I gotta say.
Yeah, I kinda like that. That was a good one.
I'm slightly impressed. I have to write that down, though I'm not gonna remember.
I don't even know if people could hear you over my buzzing.
Yeah, really, that was kind of obnoxious, but it is what it is, buddy. I'll forgive you, don't worry.
What it is. Alright, well, we're here for another episode of Spy Guys, One Mic, Two Guys, One Mic. Though, technically, we are talking into two mics right now.
You gave away our secret.
So part of the show doesn't make any fucking sense.
No one's supposed to know that.
I really think we should just call it quits because we're liars.
No. He's lying.
He admits it. We're liars. Ladies and gentlemen, don't trust a word we say. We are dirty, rotten liars. So that brings us to today's topic. Life hacks that'll get you by in life. As many of you know, I think maybe 100% of our audience, considering there's maybe one person that listens to us, is aware that I'm a computer science candidate for my PhD soon. And so Claudio had the great idea of me giving some computer life hacks to help you with your computer life. So, Claudio, do you have any common issues? Maybe I can start with solving some of your problems.
Yes. Okay. Well, sometimes when I go on various, maybe some would deem inappropriate sites, I try to watch a video, and the video just freezes, and then all these ads start popping up, and suddenly my computer is frozen.
Uh-huh.
What do I do?
Well, that's a common problem. Computers freezing can be indicative of possibly the temperature of the room getting too cold. Computer parts are very sensitive to temperature. If they get too hot, that sometimes causes them to run a little faster, actually. So if you were to put your computer, say, on a radiator, that might get it going. But then you also have to keep in mind that if it gets too cold, so maybe you're using the computer outside, you're on your phone, then it's much more likely that you're going to have it freeze up on you just because the parts can't really move as quick. So if you ever have your computer freeze up, your best thing to do is just blow on it, you know, kind of like, you know, sort of get that hot breath into the keyboard, really get it on there, and try to bring that internal temperature up.
Wow. I feel so much better now. I feel like I really just learned a lot.
Do you have any other common issues?
Yes. Let me just see how much time you got, buddy. You got a whole list of them. Okay. Let's see.
Claudio, okay, you're a terrible straight man.
I'm a great man. Thank you.
Yes.
So sometimes I will be randomly just scrolling the internet, and my web camera just turns on, and I, like, it's just really weird, and then all of a sudden an image of a man pops up on the other end, and he's usually trying to seduce me. So why does my camera just turn on automatically?
The answer to that one's a little more complicated. So part of my studies took me to the Vatican when we were studying these sorts of things. And we found that at least some percentage of the time, that's actually a demon. They're called computer demons. They come from, we don't really know where yet. They might be made by Russians, like hackers. They could come from somewhere else. We're not really sure. But the long story short is, when you have a possessed computer, as we call them, you're really going to be unable to do anything, short of an exorcism. So you should, if you ever have that happen again, call up your local parish, your church, see if they can have the priest come by and at least do a blessing to hold you over. But in the end, they're probably going to have to pass that buck up to the diocese, maybe even up to, you know, someone closer to Vatican, to get an exorcist to come out to your home to expel that demon from the CPU, usually is where they, the computer demons reside. So that's a really good question. I think, you know, unlike computer viruses and worms and other, computer fauna, computer demons are less known, and I'm really trying to get the word out because, honestly, they're becoming more of a problem than people ever realized. And it's the kind of thing that if you stop it early, it really won't grow into a large-scale pandemic like we've seen with some other computer entities.
Well, that's terrifying. Is there any chance that a demon can come out and possess me?
No, that's you crazy. That's people need to understand. I'm just worried. It's like, now.
Don't be scared.
You know, a computer demon is kind of like a computer virus in that it affects computers. You know, it's a pain in the ass, but in the end, you're not gonna catch it in any way. But you should still be careful about spreading it to other computers. If you're able to exercise the demon, if it's exercised improperly, or if you try to remove it on your own, you may just dislodge it and send it somewhere else. And something about these demons that a lot of people don't realize is when they've been from, you know, computer to computer, they get stronger because they learn how these computers work and they can better infect. And, you know, the next guy maybe won't be as lucky as you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now I feel a little bit better. I feel completely safe on the internet.
You're like the crash test dummies of interviewers.
Mike, you're a wonderful guy. I don't care what they say about you.
Why, thank you.
And they say a lot. Believe me, brother.
Another aspect, I guess, to draw our two questions together, computer demons like hot computers. So another good way to kind of quell a computer demon is to get your computer to freeze up, taking it outside, putting it somewhere cold. That will slow down the effects of the computer demon.
The computer demon. Wow, I really got to keep that computer demon in my computer.
All right, so I think that brings us to the end of our show. I'm probably going to call someone out now.
I think so. It's time for Mad Mike's Freak Out.
Wah!
The fuck was it?
That was my freak out.
Oh. Okay.
Well, this week, first off, I win the last one, right? We never heard from...
Who's that against, Bob?
I don't even remember. What's his face?
You don't remember his name? The Notorious.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Colin McGregor. Never heard from Colin McGregor? Or I thought it was Ian McGregor. I never heard from Ian McGregor, so I win that one. Star Wars ain't got nothing on me, biatch. And this week we're going to be calling out the Pope, because everyone loves him, and I don't like being in the same camp as everybody, so I fucking hate him. You're going down, Francis. You're old. You're a geezer. I could take geezers any day of the week. I was in Vatican, you know, studying these computer demons. I could just see myself kicking your ass. I didn't, because I needed to do research, but now that my research there is done, I think I feel very comfortable in the idea of just wailing on the Pope.
You've
been challenged, Pope Francis. I'm not just going to come out and find you. I'm not that kind of fighter. You accept the challenge, we will set up a time, a date, a place. We will do it.
Boom. Pope is going down. Just
but,
like
of
McGregor.
Course, if I don't hear from you in a week. Sorry, Frank. I win.
I think you're undefeated, so. Correct,
yeah, not. I've never lost a fight. Every one of these challenges, I think it just kind of shows how, you know, like, a lot of these big talkers, you just really gotta stand up to them. And once you do, where are they? Nowhere to be found.
Yeah. It's just like a bully, you know. Once you stand up to a bully, they're done.
Yeah. Exactly. Once somebody has the courage to just step up to them, that just ends the tyranny. So, I like being that person.
That's true.
To stop the tyranny of people like the Pope. Also, I'm pretty sure it's Vatican law that if I actually do kick his ass, I become Pope. Or at least I'm, like, next in line. Like, that just means as soon as this guy's dead, I'm Pope. Like, clearly. Right? I mean, come on.
That would be awesome.
You know, like...
Talk about promoting the podcast. That'd be awesome.
Up next, future Pope Michael Fagan. So, Mike, you kicked the Pope's ass. And now you've been pegged to replace him as Pope. How does that make you feel? I don't know.
You know, you would have to have, like, a big banner in the background that says Two Guys, One Mike podcast.
My name would be Pope Two Guys, One Mike.
There you go. I'm liking it. I think we should actually make this. We should just kill the Pope. There we go. That's our new plan. Just assassin the Pope. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that kind of fighter, I said. He accepts the challenge, then I'll kick his ass.
Well, I am. I'm a scumbag.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, FBI watch list. Claudio, well, I guess not the FBI's watch list. Why would they care about you killing the Pope? But somebody's watch list.
All right. I think that's all we got, folks.
All righty. Till next week.